I've said it before, I will undoubtedly say it again. Healing is both the foundation and the heart of our Christian life and spirituality. And it is that healing which is at the heart of all that we are doing here in this act of remembrance and in sharing this Eucharist. For this Sunday, Remembrance Day, is a day to pray for healing. To pray for the healing of those who've suffered and continue to suffer the effects of human conflict and violence. To pray for the healing of relationships between nations over land or resources or past histories or nationalism or racism or empire, which continue to divide the world. To pray for our own healing, that we might live up to the values which we espouse, of being people of peace and reconciliation, wholeness, justice, love, and healing. But today and any day is not just only to pray, but to act and to be those people of peace, to be people of integrity, as our gospel reading addresses today. We hear in today's reading from Mark's gospel stern criticism of those whose actions, particularly their religious actions, belie their internal life. And we see held up as an example a poor woman giving beyond her means to the life of community. I don't think the story that we often refer to as the widow's mite is meant to encourage us to give more and more money to the church, though I have heard it used in that way on plenty of occasions. And this is the season of stewardship, not that I was tempted to preach that. I do think it is most telling that someone who is at the bottom of the pile, socially speaking, is held up as an example in sharp contrast to the religious types who are all show and no substance. Jesus does not look at social status or impressive religious or other credentials as a foundation for living lives of wholeness. He looks at the attitude of heart and calls us not to address only what we say we believe, but that to which our heart is turned. And that is that which will affect the healing of the nations. When what we say matches up with who we are, when our leaders who proclaim peace live up to being peacemakers, when all are taken into account in the decisions made by politicians, when the aim of public policy and international relationships is justice and the well-being of people. And it's true that those things are a long way off, but it should not stop any one of us for striving for them, beginning with our own calling to be people of peace, people aware of our own brokenness and woundedness, and of the brokenness of the world. For this is what sin is. Not being bad or wicked, but a brokenness between human beings and one another, and between the Creator. You may have noticed I don't talk about sin much from this pulpit. And that's because we've made sin into an individualistic concept and tied it up with notions of being a bad person or being unworthy or being wicked, which is a long way, I believe, from the biblical understanding of sin. And I am loath to perpetuate those ideas. Sin is that which brings human beings to war. It is violence. Sin is ignoring and neglecting the victims of war, veterans, their families, the injured, the refugees. Sin is empire. Sin is injustice. Sin is considering others as exploitable or inferior. Sin is our world's obsession with money and material goods at the expense of fairness and sharing. Sin is exclusion and oppression. Sin is homophobia, sexism, transphobia, misogyny. Sin is colonialization and racism. Sin is the destruction of our natural world. Sin is religious intolerance. It is systems which keep the rich rich and the poor poor. Sin is that which wounds and mars the world and does not see the image of God in the created order or in the people who make up this vast, beautiful, diverse earth. Sin is that which nails a person who proclaims and lives love, compassion, and peace to a cross. And the cross is the consequence of the sin of empire and the complicity of religious and political leaders in structures of injustice. But we proclaim and are called to live resurrected life beyond the cross. We are called to be people of peace and to work for justice. The healing of the nations is the work of the Spirit in and through us as we speak out for a new, inclusive, just, and generous world. As we live individually and collectively as people of peace, we are together made whole, knowing we are loved, valued, graced, and embraced by the divine, treating all others as loved, valued, graced, and embraced also. And though it may often seem that the world so easily slips back into violence and injustice, we hold on to that love of which God is made and of which we as human beings are made, a love which is compassionate, courageous, faithful, and world-changing. A love which is peaceful, gracious, healing, and hopeful. May we together and individually be people of that strong, deep, divine love and pray and live for the healing of the nations. Amen.